Thank you, Madam Chair. Synod will have heard quite a bit from me this week, and I don't intend to prolong this occasion unduly. But I must first of all simply say a word of thanks for the overwhelming generosity that's been shown by speakers this afternoon, a generosity which is simply a token of the generous affection and support I've received from so many of you over these years. It's tempting to look back over these years and do a little bit of autobiography, but I have sworn in front of witnesses that I will never write a memoir, and I'm now repeating it in front of even more witnesses. So rather than do that, I'll simply give you one picture of the work of an archbishop, which may perhaps help you understand some of what will bind you to my successor, as it has to me, and also to say just one brief word about Synod itself. The picture comes from an experience a couple of years ago when I was taking part in a workshop on the spiritual development of communities, one exercise in which consisted in sitting in a circle with a ball of wool. When anybody made an intervention, somebody passed the ball of wool to them, so that by the end of the conversation, the middle of the circle was crisscrossed by any number of strands. And at the end of the conversation, we rewound the ball of wool, retracing what had been said step by step during the conversation. It sounds a bit artificial. It was, in fact, a very searching exercise in understanding how conversations develop, how connections are actually made. And one of the things that is bound to strike any archbishop in the discharge of their work is that making connections is a central and essential part of it. I've sometimes described the job of the Archbishop of Canterbury as being one in which, quite literally, you move from taking a primary school assembly in South London to having lunch with the Secretary General of the United Nations. And the time for adjusting between the two audiences is not always quite adequate. I hope I haven't made too much of an idiot of myself in that context. But that connection making, that unlikely connection making that belongs to the office of Archbishop of Canterbury, is one way of understanding the mission that an archbishop undertakes. Because, of course, what you can't but sense in a moment like that is that in some sense you are being sent by the primary school in South London to speak to the Secretary General of the United Nations, and sent by God through the medium of the primary school in South London to speak to the Secretary General of the United Nations. And in all the extraordinary variety of this work, what I think has sustained me, will sustain you, Justin, sustains all of us as pastors and bishops and ministers and disciples, is precisely that sense of ascending God who meets us in situation after situation, sends us to somewhere else and someone else to make the connection that somehow or other connects them with God, or allows God to use you to connect them to him. Let's give God the glory and the priority always. So that's the picture. The crisscrossing lines of connection, the strands and threads of connection, the sending that happens in that connecting relationship, the sense that God sends you in every encounter to another one. And that leads me on to my second thought about Synod. Synod is a place where we seek and don't always succeed in making connections. If I have a prayer for Synod, it is that its capacity to make connections will be strengthened and deepened and constantly grow. Probably the two people that I quote from the Christian past most frequently are St. Augustine and St. John of the Cross. And St. John of the Cross famously said on one occasion, "Where there is no love, put love, and you will find love." And in the wake of quite a lot of the conversation we've been hearing in the last couple of days, and indeed in recent months, I'm tempted to adapt that a little bit and say, where there is no trust, put trust and you will find trust. What do you say after you've said, I don't trust you, to your Christian neighbour? Quite a lot of the sad and difficult standoff in which we find ourselves as a synod at the moment seems to come from a mutual lack of trust. And for a Christian, it's never enough just to say, I don't trust you, unfortunately, because if St. John of the Cross is right, the next question is, how do I put trust? And how do I become trustworthy? So I hope that connections will go on being made and deepened in that sense, in that context, among the brothers and sisters who are gathered here in Synod, and will have to go on working at this because there's no other thing to work at for Christians except the making and putting of trust as the ground for the building of love, because we are here because God has shown himself to be trustworthy and God has entrusted us with the ministry of reconciliation. What more is there to be said? The connection between us and our Creator and Saviour has been made, and it stays made. And what we have to do is to honour it, reflect it, deepen it, and further it with one another. Synod has immense capacity and potential for doing just that. My prayer is that Synod will live into that potential by the grace and gift of God, and in the years to come, show the Church to be indeed the servant and the minister and the sacrament of a trustworthy God, because it is full of people who have learned how to grow beyond mistrust and suspicion and to rejoice in one another. And so with that sense of the depth of our connectedness and the many, many, many ways in which those faces I see before me have deepened for me the sense of connectedness, both at the human level and connectedness with God, I thank you once again with all my heart for all that has been said, all that you have given, and I wish you God's blessing in the future. Thank you.